think it's time that we turn some things around. We gotta stop trying to tear each other down. If we shine, if we share the love we found, Secret Keeper Girl.
Hi, Secret Keeper Girls. I'm Dana Gresh. And whether it's your first time doing one of our 8 great dates or you're a seasoned Secret Keeper Girl, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Of course, this set of 8 great dates is a little different. Usually it's a mom-daughter thing, but buckle up. This time we're bringing the dads. In fact, I have my husband Bob here in the studio with me because your dad needs to have a guy around, right, Bob?
Sure. Hey, let's get right into our first of the 8 great dates. Mission Possible. Your mission as father and daughter, should you choose to accept it, is to plan the best prank possible on some very unsuspecting victims, or loved ones, let's say. Your prank must observe the following rules. Number one, it should be easy to clean up, or you'll be helping with cleanup. Number two, it should be as much fun, well, almost as much fun for the victim as it is for you. Number three, you must not risk any real damage to anything, not even a pillow feather. Number four, it must be creative. Don't do some lame old trick. Thinking of short-sheeting your mom's bed? Think again. You must plan, execute, and successfully retreat from the site of your prank without being seen in the next hour. Ready, set, go. This message will self-destruct in 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7. Wait a second.
What's wrong, Bob?
I just want to make sure they know how important it is that this is the best prank possible. A Secret Keeper Girl can't mess around with mediocre stuff.
Well, then you've come to the right place because this morning I just happened to do a little bit of research and I have a list of the best practical jokes through all of history. So here are, in order, the top 10 practical jokes in all of history.
Hey, let's count them down. 10.
10. Number 10 is a BBC News show actually announced that thanks to a mild winter, Swiss farmers were enjoying an incredible crop of spaghetti noodles. The phone lines lit up with people wanting to know how they could get their own spaghetti tree.
Nice. 9.
Well, in 1996, Taco Bell spent millions on an ad campaign telling the nation that they'd purchased the Liberty Bell and it would now be called the Taco Bell.
Nice. Hey, Dana, do you know how they named Taco Bell?
How did they?
It was founded by George Bell.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it Taco Bell.
Wow, that's a good piece
of
information.
If I had founded it, it would be Taco Gresh.
Taco Gresh.
So, okay. Number eight.
April Fool's Day, Burger King announced that it was releasing an all-new left-handed Whopper. All the same wonderful ingredients, but rotated 180 degrees for the benefit of left-handers like yourself, Bob.
I am a left-hander.
Mm-hmm.
7.
With a little Photoshop action, one creative genius made penguins fly. People began flocking to see them.
Nice. 6.
Number 6. Two parents once set an alarm clock so their kids got up, dressed for school in the middle of the night. Their kids actually were ready, but they missed the bus. Ha ha. The parents drove their kids to school before they told them that it was only 6 a.m.
That's cruel.
That is cruel. Now, number 5, Bob, do you know what number 5 is? Why don't you read the list?
Yes, I do. The infamous caramel onion. One mom bought a caramel apple kit but traded the apples for onions. Everyone cried. I like that one.
No,
that's simple.
Do not do
that.
I will consider all caramel apples in my house suspect. Number 4, Bob.
One guy who shall remain nameless and his mob bought all the goldfish in Walmart and snuck into a teacher's home and filled the toilets, cups, sinks, and tubs with water and goldfish.
I wonder who that nameless person would be.
I can't say.
Yeah, uh-huh. Number 3?
Lots of people have offered family members surprise showers by putting a rubber band around the water nozzle. So that when someone turns on the water in the kitchen, it sprays them. I like that. You can do that with a toilet,
Stay
too,
away
which is
from
awesome.
My water nozzle. Mm-hmm. All right, number 2, Bob.
A dad and his daughter once superglued a quarter to the sidewalk and videotaped everyone who walked by and got fooled by it. That's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
It's been done, but, you know.
And, yeah, number 1, drumroll, please.
Before televisions could broadcast in color, a Swedish newsman told viewers that if they put women's pantyhose on top of their television screens, they would see color through the television rather than black and white.
Yeah, and they say thousands of people actually tried it.
Those crazy, crazy Swedes.
Those crazy people. So there you go, Secret Keeper Girls. Now it's your turn to prank someone. What will it be? Will you and your dad buy the Liberty Bell and rename it? Or, well, Let's commence with the countdown, Bob. Music, please. Six, five, four, three, two, one.